Welcome to Good News on Catholic Spirit Radio, a program for teens and almost teens to better understand that the gospel of Jesus Christ is relevant in their lives. And it's a place where your questions about faith and religion can be answered. And now, here's your host, Deacon Al.
Thank you, John, and welcome back to Good News. I am Deacon Al Lundy. I'm a permanent deacon here in the Peoria Diocese. We come to you on Catholic Spirit Radio every Saturday and Sunday evening. Spend a very fast 30 minutes talking about the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. But today we have a special guest in the studio. We don't have guests very often, and I'm thrilled to have a seminarian with us by the name of Jack Watt. And so very shortly we'll be introducing Jack and talking about a great event, a series of events coming up in the Peoria Diocese and also taking place in dioceses all over the country. So you might check with your local diocese if you're not in the Peoria one to see if this event is available for the young men in your area. But I wanted to share a story with you to start with. My wife and I just returned from vacation. We were 10 days hiking the Sierra Mountains in California, primarily Yosemite National Park and in Sequoia National Park. Well, actually, Sequoia Forest. Sequoia National Park to this day is under 4 to 8 feet of snow. They don't expect a park to open this year. And the water is now starting to melt so fast. There's huge floodings going on, and roads are being wiped out by erosion. I came back with like 12 homilies. So if you're a young seminarian and you're looking for homily material, I highly recommend the Sierra Mountains. So we're at Yosemite, and we took a morning birding walk, a tour with a naturalist on the birds of Yosemite, which was fascinating in itself, a two-hour hike just birding. And one of the things we learned was about ravens. Like, we have crows. They don't have crows in Yosemite. They have ravens. Ravens are bigger and meaner looking than a crow. They're bulky, big, black, bulky birds. And they're fearless around people. But they're brilliant. These are very intelligent birds. And our naturalist shared a story about how smart ravens are. And it led to a homily that I'm going to use here first. This is the premiere. Somebody's going to hear it from the pulpit because this is too good to just keep here. The ravens have been observed by the naturalists at Yosemite to pick up acorns and drop them in the middle of the street. There's a couple of roads that go all through Yosemite Valley. So think about that. Why, if you were a raven, would you drop an acorn in the middle of the road? Because they're doing this on purpose. Well, we all thought the same thing. Well, that's brilliant, because then the car runs over the acorn and breaks it open. No, that's not it. Who else eats acorns? Squirrels. The ravens are baiting the squirrels. They draw the squirrel into the road so that the car will hit the squirrel so that the raven can feed on the carcass. Isn't that amazing? And it almost is. Immediately I'm thinking, amazing. If people think Satan is dumb, he's smarter than a raven. And a raven understands the ability to bait people with things that will bring them enjoyment. Things that you look at that. I mean, the squirrel looks at the nut and thinks immediately, ooh, something good for me. You know, oh, I'd like that. I want to have that. And what they don't realize is that that pleasure, that food, that temptation has been placed there purposely to entrap them. Satan is smarter than a raven. We can be as dumb as squirrels sometimes, can't we? I mean, we see this temptation lying in the middle of a road. We see the cars. We see the damage that can be done to us by taking part in this sin. And yet we go for the temptation and we get smacked by the car and Satan rejoices. Don't be as dumb as a squirrel, and don't write off the ingenuity of evil. Evil is real, and evil lays a trap for us through temptation. And the only way there's two ways you're going to avoid that. One is be aware of what's really good for you or dangerous for you in your life, and think about what brought this temptation to me. Jesus doesn't tempt us, guides us, pulls us towards him, but tempts us, no. And pay attention to other people's lives and the trouble they get into through sin, through addictions. Sin is just another addiction. If the squirrels got together and said, hey, did you see what happened to Rocky the other day? He went after the acorn in the middle of the street and boom, And by the time he'd been run over, the ravens had already dropped in on him. You know, be perceptive about how sin affects other people, because it's going to affect you the same way. So there's my homily based on ravens and acorns and squirrels. So if you hear that someday from the pulpit, don't stand up and say, wait a minute, this is a rerun. I heard this on the radio. This is my story. This is my take on it. And and I highly recommend the Sierra Mountains for vacations. Just if you kind of get tired and worn down and you're thinking, why does God do this to us? Go to the Sierras and see that God gave us this beautiful world to us and only to us. Everything out there was created for our pleasure, for our good, by a loving and creative God. And if you ever start to think what a horrible world, and if all you do is listen to the news and read the newspapers, you'll start to think, oh, what a horrible world we live in, what a horrible people. It's a beautiful world. Mankind, through its brokenness, has done some damage. But if you get out and really just look at the world, you'll realize what a gift from God this truly is. Maybe you'll treat it and others a little bit nicer. See, now I've used up two homilies. In 8 minutes, I've used up two perfectly good homilies. All right, let's get down to business. Again, we welcome in the studio with us today, seminarian Jack Watt. Jack, how are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. Now? Welcome to Catholic Spirit Radio. Yeah,
thanks for having me.
Nice to put a face to a name, because we say your name in our house every night. My wife and I, as part of our evening prayers, pray for the seminarians of our all seminarians, but especially for the seminarians of our diocese, and we pray for them by name.
Wow!
Now I have to admit, the first time we prayed for Jack Watt, I immediately said who, and my wife said what, and I said who, and she said Watt.
I get that a lot.
So I bet you do. But just to know that even clergy have a sense of humor,
That's right.
As poor as it might be.
That's right.
So you're a seminarian, you're working on your degree as you are formed into a future priest.
That's right.
Where are you going to school?
So there are 9 of us currently attending seminary in Chicago at Mundelein Seminary.
You're welcome.
There, yes.
I say that because Mundelein, part of Mundelein, is built on my family's pecan farm.
No kidding.
Wow. Back in the early 1900s, they were looking to expand Mundelein early on, and they bought my family's pecan farm to build Mundelein.
Amazing.
Yeah. So you're welcome. It's a beautiful campus.
That's something new. I didn't know that.
And what's your major?
So all of us get a master's in divinity,
right?
As we study to be priests. But beyond that, we can actually specialize in a certain degree. Now at Mundelein, they only offer the STB, which is basically a master's in theology.
Okay.
That you specialize in. You get it through the Pontifical University. So it's approved by Rome, and right. It allows you to eventually, if you chose to do so, you could go on to get an STL, which would enable you to teach at a university,
okay,
or to teach at a seminary, God willing, if they ever wanted you to.
Very good. Very good. And you're part of the class of 25, as I recall?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. So I'm in the class of 2025. And like I said, we have 9 guys currently going to Mundelein. The numbers are growing,
yeah,
which is exciting. We'll have some new guys to announce this next year. But yeah, currently there's about 9 of us at Mundelein. That's not including the 7. There's 7 men who this year are being ordained as priests and deacons.
Right.
Who were at Mount St. Mary's in Maryland. And they are finishing up their time in Maryland. Because as most of you know, we just got a new bishop in our diocese, and one of his new decisions was to send us now to Mundelein Seminary in Chicago.
So that's his seminary.
That's right.
That's right.
That's right. And so, he sent the 9 of us to Mundelein, but he kept 7 at Mount St. Mary's because they were in their last 2 years of seminary. Right. And so he wanted them to finish since they had already been there for so long. And
I'm sure Bishop Jenke would have sent you to Notre Dame if he could have.
That's right.
But since he couldn't, he went to he sent everybody to Mount St. Mary's. Your families have to be thrilled to have you closer.
Oh, yeah. That's a huge blessing. We get to come home so much more often.
Yeah.
And
Well, and we like it in the parishes because it allows you to come visit us more often.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. It's definitely enabling us to come and visit parishes more often, which is definitely a huge perk. That's really awesome. We love being able to come back to the diocese.
And as clergy, we're in our busy season. We just last weekend ordained some new transitional deacons. Mm-hmm. Unlike myself and my permanent deacon brothers who remain deacons the rest of our lives and our service to God and church. Permanent deacons are on the path to, I'm sorry, transitional deacons are on their path to priesthood the following year. So next year you will become a deacon.
That's right.
And this weekend, we have our new priests being ordained.
Yeah, four of them.
Yeah, that's great.
That's great.
You're from Epiphany,
mm-hmm.
and you have a brother clergy from Epiphany being ordained, right?
Yeah, Deacon Nathan Hopper.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and I've met Nate many times, wonderful young man. And from Holy Trinity, we have Daniel Diansotis mm-hmm. being ordained, and they'll be giving their first masses this weekend. And I'm sure you're going to be at one or both.
Yes, Deacon Nathan Hopper's. We get split up.
Oh, okay.
So we get assigned to each guy's.
Very good.
We get assigned to them. So
outstanding. Yeah. I'm looking forward. I get to be Deacon of the Cross at Daniel's first mass. Looking forward to that.
Yeah.
So great. They're just great celebrations.
It's
wonderful.
It's beautiful.
Mm-hmm. So I'll warn you when you do your first mass as a deacon, what do you suppose is going to, and this is not only my experience, but my brother deacons, as we compared notes following, what do you think is going to be the greatest anxiety during your mass?
Probably getting all the liturgy, all the things that we have to say as a deacon.
Yeah.
Honestly, the homily might not be the hardest part.
It's not.
Yeah, for me,
the one moment where the sweat beads on your forehead, I'll warn you now, is adding water to the wine.
Yeah.
At the consecration. Because that's the one moment in the Mass where we can actually invalidate the Mass. If you put too much water in, you invalidate the Mass. You can mess up the prayer. You can mess up, how you do the dismissal, put in too many words or make up something on your own. It's illicit, but it's not invalid. Pour too much water into the cruet of wine and boom, you have to start the consecration over. And that was for all of us. That was the moment of truth. Can I just, cause you only put in a couple drops. And when you're in front of everybody and it's your first time doing it for real, I mean, I'm telling you, we were all in cold sweat during that. So just, you got 2 years to practice at home, get a couple of cheap salad cruets from Kmart, just work on getting just a couple drops in there. So,
very good.
So you've got that to look forward to. You've got your back at school. When are you there now?
So right now we start our summer assignments.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And so, all the guys will be assigned to different parishes throughout the diocese. Some will be leading the summer program, Totus Tuus. Some will be going to learn Spanish in Guatemala.
Very good.
We have two guys doing that, both going to be ordained in my class as well. And then, of course, Luke Olson and I are assigned to Emmaus Days.
And that's what you're here for, is to talk about Emmaus Days, which is a great, great activity for the young men of our parish, of our diocese.
Yeah.
And I really wanted you to come in and talk about this because I know so many young men who have gone to this and have had just a wonderful time. And I think often we don't promote it enough and we don't promote it correctly. We kind of scare some people off. It became known, especially for the older, because this is for college and even working men can attend this because it has different levels. And we'll talk about those different levels. And at that level, you're really talking about awakening a call to the vocations at that point. It's really a moment of discernment for many of those older men. But for the younger men, it's just a great weekend to spend with other Christian men of your own age and get to meet seminarians.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think we press that enough, that this is just a Christian-centered weekend of great fun and enjoyment.
It is.
So what age group? Are you working with all the age groups?
Yes. So we will have four different age groups over the summer. The first is for, like you said, college and working men. The second is for juniors and seniors in high school.
Okay.
The third is for freshmen and sophomores in high school. And the fourth is for seventh and eighth graders. And those are all based on the grade that these men will be going into next year.
Next year.
So if you have a sixth grader who's going into seventh grade next year, they could attend the program.
And the way they attend is really quite easy. They can go to the website, to the diocesan website, CDOP,
yep.
Catholic Diocese of Peoria, CDOP.org, and there's links right there to go to a mass to get registered. There is a cost, but most parishes pay for all or most of the cost, as I understand it.
That's right. Yeah, there most parishes are willing to pay for a good portion of the total cost. I think after the parish pays for it, it's about $75.
Yeah.
So very affordable. And some parishes are even willing to pay for the whole thing, depending on the pastor.
Right.
So it's a very affordable, wonderful program. We just highly encourage, you know, all the men in our diocese to consider going on Emmaus Days. Just because it is such an amazing event. And I think what Emmaus Days does so well is it shows the men in our diocese that living the Catholic faith and going all in, living it to the fullest,
right,
is so much fun. It is life to the fullest. It is everything that we could truly desire in this life, right? And so we want to inspire that. And all the men that come along, because as we said, this is partly for vocations, but it's also to spark encounter with the Lord, and to get that to get these men's hearts on fire for the Eucharist, for the sacraments, to go back to confession.
Right.
Right. So many great things happen at this program.
Well, we as Catholics, and this is built up over centuries. This is nothing that we caused recently. There's an attitude about Catholicism that it's rules, it's discipline, you know, it's dowdy, it's dry. Pardon me. And really, that's the furthest from the truth. From my experience, both before and after ordination, it's a faith of great joy. It's a faith of great fellowship, and we often don't promote that part as well.
That's right. I think that's true.
So let's start with the young ones. The youngest age will work up to the elders.
Yeah.
So you said the youngest is for seventh and eighth graders, mm-hmm. kids going into seventh and eighth grade next semester.
That's right.
It's going to be held July 18th through the 20th. Is that correct?
So there has been some changes.
Oh.
So originally we were going to go to the Eagle Crest Retreat Center. But when we were planning for just a couple months ago, when we were planning for the Emmaus Days this summer, we got a call from their facility that they had actually closed. And so the sessions 3 and 4 for the 7th and 8th graders and the freshmen and sophomore boys will actually be back at the Peoria Notre Dame High School again this year.
All right.
That's where we've had it for a number of years now, but we're going back there again.
Dates the same?
With the change, we were able to actually extend the dates on the program too. So the session 4 will now be the 19th through the 21st. And session 3 will be, that's for freshmen and sophomores.
Right. That
will be the 16th through the 19th.
Okay.
So a couple of changes, but we're excited because we actually got to extend
gives you more
the time. Yeah,
oh,
it gives
wonderful.
Us more time. So we're really looking forward to that.
Well, I'm sorry you're not going to get to Eagle Crest because I've been to that camp several times.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a beautiful camp.
Yeah.
So I'm sorry to hear that's not available, but it is nice to be at Notre Dame again. It's facilities that we're used to, resources that we know. So that'll make things that much easier. But I have to tell you, these dates and the locations that I have here come from my church bulletin, which comes out this weekend
with
the old information on it.
Oh, wow. So we'll have to update that.
We'll have to update that and have something said from the pulpit to correct that.
Yeah, good.
So, Well, that's not good news. Okay. So let's go over those dates again. For 7th and 8th graders, we are July
16th through the 19th.
And for freshmen and sophomores, this...
I'm sorry. You start with the session 4.
Yes, session 4, 7th and 8th graders.
So that is 19th through the 21st.
19th through the 21st. Session 3 is the 16th through the 19th. And that's for high school, for freshmen and sophomore in high school.
In high school, yep.
But then if you're a junior and senior in high school, we move up to...
The University of Illinois.
Yeah.
The Newman Center there.
Newman Center there, which is a great facility.
Very beautiful.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, a wonderful facility there. And
your alma mater?
Yes.
Very good.
Where I went to college, yep. And that's where, it's a special place because that's where I learned how to pray. That's where I first fell in love with God. And so I'm very happy and excited to be back there again this year.
I'll bet.
Yeah.
Yeah, what a special moment for you. And you're on staff for all of these?
Yes.
Wow. Busy,
yeah, so,
busy summer for Jack.
That's right.
Wow.
Luke Olson and I will be very busy leading all these retreats. So we can't be more excited for what's in store.
All right. Very good. And so the dates again for junior and seniors in high school is June.
So the juniors and seniors is June 23rd through the 26th.
Through the 26th. And then we go to the college age and young adult. Is there a deadline on that young adult part? So we're talking just college age and up?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We leave that open to any man who still feels like they might be called to the priesthood or who might be just wanting to go deeper in their faith.
Yeah.
And wants to encounter God more fully in their life and is open to the Holy Spirit.
Right. I think a lot of people would be surprised to learn how many men come to the priesthood late in life.
Oh, yeah.
After a long professional career, I think one of my favorite priests in the diocese, Father Matt Deptula, is just...
Yeah.
He was at Trinity for a while and just one of my favorite homilists. And he was... With I think Sprint, he was like the national sales director for Sprint.
Oh my gosh, you know, amazing!
Came to his faith in the 40s.
Wow!
And entered the church and is a marvelous priest. And so yeah, people do come to their faith at all ages.
That's right, they really do. And I've seen it at seminary. I've seen it even in our own diocese. And it's like you said with my. Monsignor Deptula, right?
Matthew Deptula.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. So really wonderful things. And you never know what God's going to do.
Right, right.
You never know what he's going to do. He's always on the move.
You were looking to be an architect?
So believe it or not, my dream was to be a Walt Disney Imagineer.
All right.
So I wanted to work at the theme parks. That was my sure. dream ever since I was in middle school. I wanted to help design the theme parks. And I loved architecture. I loved drawing. I love themed experiences. And so that's what I wanted to do for the right. parks. I wanted to help create those themed atmospheres that everyone experiences when they go.
And your call to a vocation doesn't eliminate those.
Oh no.
That drive or those talents. I mean, those are talents from God.
That's
so
right.
So it's not like you suddenly threw away your past life for this new life. This is a merger.
That's right.
Really.
It's a merger and it's a whole new way of living.
Yeah.
But like I said before, living to the fullest. And that's what's so awesome about the faith is that God wants us to be full of life. He wants us to be on fire, you know, full of joy and happiness and most importantly, to be holy. And that's what's so awesome just about this journey towards God and the faith is that we get to embark on that and to discover it ourselves in our own lives as right. we go further.
Well, and I think, and to become aware of where that joy comes from.
That's right.
Not to just have a joyous life, but in that joy to say, that came from God.
That's right.
That was a talent that enriched me that I didn't do on my own, that was endowed to me by my Creator.
Right.
That's a joy that never would have taken place if I didn't have this particular relationship that I have with Christ.
That's right.
And that can be discovered at any age.
Exactly. And that's exactly what a vocation is.
Right.
Right. We believe that every single person has a vocation, has a specific vocation in this life, that they were created for a purpose and that God had a specific plan for their lives. And, you know, you can think of it as if God is just waiting for us to discover this.
Right.
Right. He's waiting for us to open up our hearts to come to him. To hear his voice so that he could communicate and show us what this plan is so that he can set our lives on fire. And that's what's so awesome about Emmaus Days is that it gives you that opportunity and the space to come away and to ask God, Lord, what was I created for? What did you have in store for me from the beginning of time?
Right.
And I can tell you, when you find that, and I'm sure the same thing. When you find that vocation and you know what you were created for, it's the best feeling in the whole entire world.
Well, and it's so, once you make that discovery, everything else is so easy.
Yep.
Because you're not fighting against God's plan.
Right.
Now that
you're
now
going
that
with it.
You're going with it. You're in the flow. I mean, think of it as canoeing.
Right.
I'm a big outdoors guy, right?
Yes.
So think of it as compared to trying to get somewhere that you really want to go, but you're going upstream. You're mm-hmm. paddling against the current.
Yeah.
Once you realize that you can paddle with the current.
That's right.
And get to an even more beautiful place. Now
that's
you're
right.
just sailing along.
That's right. And that's what's so beautiful about it is that, you know, you really do. You sail with it, and you know there certainly are all sorts of trials and difficulties that will come. But the thing is, God is on your side.
So if you're anywhere from an incoming seventh grader to an adult, and you're just looking for a fun weekend in a Christian atmosphere, a Catholic atmosphere, we invite you to investigate Emmaus Days. Your local parish will have information. You can go to cdop.org, our Catholic diocese website, and get information there. Talk to a seminarian that will be visiting your parish over the summer. Talk to any of the deacons, any of the priests. We'll be happy to get you tuned into this event. It's fantastic. And remember that it's not about discovering if you have a vocation. It's discovering what that vocation is, because we all have one.
That's right.
We were created with that vocation. And sometimes in the noise of life, we just forget about it, or we don't hear the call. But the call's always there. Jack, seminarian Jack Watt, thank you so much for being here.
Yeah.
I look forward
thank
to being
you,
at your ordination next year as a deacon.
Yeah.
And in 2025, God willing, as a priest of our diocese. Thank you so much. And if you want to meet Jack in person, go to Emmaus Days. He's going to be
That's
there.
Right. That's right.
Along with a bunch of his seminarian buddies.
Yeah. Yeah. Feel free to, you know, just Google Emmaus Days Peoria, and you should be able to find the link.
Outstanding.
So
we're going to finish with prayer. This is the closing novena prayer to St. Therese. And join me in this. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. St. Therese, you answered the Lord's call to become love in the heart of the church by entering Carmel and living with the hidden life of contemplative prayer, fasting, and self-offering for the mission of the church and the salvation of souls. Through your gracious intercession, grant our prayers for an increase in vocations to the priesthood and consecrated life in our diocese. Beg our Lord to send us laborers who will be true disciples of the Lord, faithful to the service of his church, the pursuit of holiness, and always eager to place the needs of others before their own. We make this prayer in the name of Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. If you are in this age group, if you have children in this age group, if you have grandchildren in your age group, please discern a calling to attend Emmaus Days. Thank you so much for listening to Good News, and we'll be speaking with you again next week. God bless.
You've been listening to Good News on Catholic Spirit Radio, a program for teens and almost teens to better understand that the gospel of Jesus Christ is relevant in your life. Submit your questions to Deacon Al at goodnews@catholicspiritradio.com. That's goodnews@catholicspiritradio.com. Deacon will answer your questions about faith and religion. Thank you for listening to Good News on Catholic Spirit Radio.